This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Ha'agot Devach, Parshas Bamidbar, Sefer Bamidbar. Ve'ez kol ho'edo hekilu bi'achod la'chodesh ha'sheni, v'yisyaldu al-mishpachoysam l'veis ha'voysam. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yurches. Of course, Parshas Bamidbar is the parasha we lain right before Shavuos. And Rashi says on this Pasuk, v'yisyaldu al-mishpachoysam, that they brought their books of Yichus, they traced the purity of their lineage. The great Gaon, the Chacham, Rabbi Yaakov HaRoifei, the Rebbe of Rav Abdullah Sameach, one of the great Baghdadi Chachamim, he writes in his Sefer, Nava Sehila, that the Medrash tells us that at the time of Matan Torah, the Umay Sa'olam complained to God, why do you choose, why do you show favor to this nation more than any other nation? And Hashem silenced them. He says to the Umay Sa'olam, you bring your Sefer Yichus like Klal Yisrael brought. Like it says, Havu LaHashem Mishpachos Amim. So the question is, what does Yichus have to do with Kabbalah Satorah? The Umay Sa'olam have a nice challenge, they have a good challenge. Why is Hashem showing favoritism? What does Yichus have to do with anything? So he explains as follows. There's a Shaila, a Chakira. How could Hashem take the Torah away from the nations of the world and give it to us? There's a Klal in Shas, Ksubis Nun Gimel, that a person cannot be Mavir, a person cannot transfer Yerusha from one son to another, even from a bad son to a good son. But the answer is that here, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to take the Torah away from the Umas Sa'olam and give it to Klal Yisrael is because Klal Yisrael are Banim Lamakim. The nations of the world are not Banim Lamakim. They are Avadim. And therefore, this is what Hashem says, bring your Sefer Yichus. You're not my child. You're not my son. Klal Yisrael are my children. They're Banim Atam Hashem Lekechem. And therefore, I'm authorized, I'm entitled to take the Torah away from you and give it to them. This is not being Maver Yerushalmi Ben Leben. This is removing something from an Eved to give it to a beloved child. Wishing everyone a good Tevach, a gesund Tevach, and a mazel dekevach. Lanu ulechol Yisrael. Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.